For Ohio State, back deep to field the kick of Purdue's Carson Wiggs will be Jordan Hall and Jamal Berry. For the Buckeyes, Hall will be to the near side and Berry to the far side. And Wiggs gets set to kick the ball away. We get started under overcast skies today here in Columbus. We were told there would be some sunshine and temperatures into the 60s, but right now, cloudy skies as we get ready to start homecoming. The Buckeyes and the Boilermakers. Wiggs approaches the football, and we are underway. A wobbling sidewinding kick that will bounce at the 5 and roll to the near side and continue to wobble and wobble and go out of bounds as Jordan Hall just watched it roll out of bounds. The Buckeyes will take the football after the penalty flags come in for the ball going out of bounds. So Ohio State will start.
By the kicking team. Ball be spotted. 40-yard line. First down.
So a good move by Jordan Hall. There's somebody letting that ball roll out of bounds, and the Buckeyes will have good field position to start their initial drive of the day, led by quarterback Terrell Pryor, the 6'6", 233-pound junior out of Gannett, Pennsylvania. 6th in the Big Ten in passing efficiency, but has struggled against Purdue in the last 2 years. Sacked 5 times last year in West Lafayette, 3 times the year before here in Columbus. He will work out of the I formation with Zach Bourne and Boom Heron standing behind him, and the handoff will go to Heron, and he works up the middle. Heron to the 45, to the midfield stripe, and is bounced out of bounds, and flags come flying in from behind the play as Heron is run out of bounds in Purdue territory by weak side linebacker Joe Holland.
It looked like maybe Logan Link might have got that face mask penalty there at the end of that play. He's the one that got his hand into that face mask there near the end.
Heron. Personal foul, face mask, number 35. Defense, 15 yards, automatic first down.
So add that to the 17-yard gain for Heron, and the Buckeyes gained 32 on that first down.
Nice first. We talked about starting fast. That's a way to start fast. Come out there, obviously kickoff goes out of bounds. You get a penalty there. Purdue already 2 penalties, and just 1 play of offense has been played so far. How about the I formation for Ohio State?
Yeah.
Big in the third quarter, fourth quarter versus Wisconsin last week. They're back to it now.
Ball moved ahead to the Purdue 27 after the gain and the walk-off on the penalty. Pryor again over center. The Buckeyes again are out of the eye. And again, it's a handoff. This is Heron working to the left side. Finds a gap, gets through it to the 25-yard line, to the 20. Here's where Heron carries. He's brought down middle linebacker Dwayne Beckford in on the stop for Purdue, a sophomore out of Irvington, New Jersey. But Daniel Heron carries close to another Ohio State first down. He gained 8.
Yeah, Beckworth got knocked backward by number 44, Zach Bourne. The fullback did a good job coming through the hole there on the left side, allowing Dan Heron to pick up some nice carries on his second carry of the ball game.
We have seen nothing but eye out of Ohio State to start the game. As Jim Lachey and I look at the Ohio Stadium field, the Buckeyes are moving from left to right. Second down and 2. They hand off to Heron. Finds a little running room, dives ahead, and got the first down as Logan Link again in on the stop for the Boilermakers.
Well, maybe they want to get Dan Heron 100. We talked about that. He's the only guy that's carried the ball for Ohio State so far, and you got to like the results.
Play
Don't get impatient. 17. Don't get impatient. Keep feeding the big guy up front, and let's see if he can wear down this Purdue front early in this game.
Daniel Heron entered the game today with 446 yards rushing. Buckeyes will have a slot receiver, Posey, who now goes in motion to the far side. Reed Fragel, the tight end, comes set to the near. Sanzenbacher, the near side, wide out. Again, out of the eye. And again, this is Heron looking for an room to the outside. Cuts back against the grain to the middle of the field and is wrapped up and brought down. The very busy Logan Link again in on the tackle for the Purdue Boilermakers. But not before Heron carries to the Purdue 10-yard line.
Yeah, spot that to 11. Give him a gain of 6 yards on that. Nice cutback by Dan Heron. You mentioned he started that all the way to the right. Nothing there. But somehow he found a little bit of a running room. Now he's got 4 carries for 34 yards.
As Jim mentioned, we'll say his knee was down at the 11, so it becomes second down and 4 for Ohio State, a gain of 6. Again, the I formation out of the scarlet and gray. And again, it's Daniel Heron again to the left side behind
Get
the
in.
Warren brothers. He's to the 5, dives towards the goal line, and gets in. Touchdown, Ohio State. Daniel Heron carries to the left side, ran behind brothers Zach and Justin Bourne into the end zone, and the Buckeyes grab the early lead at 6-0.
That's a boom drive all the way. Daniel Boom Heron. Hey, we want to show him we can run the football too after last week's loss. Buckeyes came out, had the ball at the 40-yard line, take it 60 yards down the field, all of all on the ground. Got a nice penalty aided by Purdue there. Now they're going to maybe check to make sure they're in the end zone here.
On the field, it's a touchdown. The play is under further review.
If the touchdown stands, that will be the 7th straight game that Daniel Heron has rushed for a touchdown for Ohio State. He entered the day tied for 2nd in the Big Ten in rushing touchdowns. And the Buckeyes really, Jim, as you talked about, it was Daniel Heron out of the eye all the way up the field. A lot of running to the left in that drive for Ohio State.
You know, which is a pretty good place to run. Mike Adams, Justin Bourne over there on the left side, 2 good run blockers. And you throw in Zach Bourne, his younger brother at fullback. I like the strategy. Make the game simple. Keep it in the eye. I'd like to see some of that eye last week in the second quarter when we got first and goal at the three. Got a chance now to see a replay of it, and it crossed the line. All he has to do is break that plane of glass, and it looked like from the replay I saw, he broke the plane of glass before his knee was down. So, again, we'll get a chance for these replay guys to look at it and spot it. Although, you hate it when the field judge is down there writing numbers down, because that always means that they're maybe thinking about spotting the ball. And on that fact, we lost 4 yards on a bad spot last week. Mystery 4 yards we lost.
There was a lot of confusion on that last week up in Madison. The Purdue defense has not allowed a 100-yard rusher through 6 games this year.
After further review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. Touchdown.
So the lead 6-0 for Ohio State at the 13:05 mark. We await Devin Barkley's extra point attempt. Barkley this season is a perfect 33 of 33, and in his career has not missed 45 out of 45.
Leading scorer in the Big Ten at 9.9 per.
I know that's like mentioning a pitcher with a no-hitter. You're not supposed to do that, but he is perfect out of the extra point attempts. Out of the hold of Joe Bowserman, 6-0 Ohio State. Snap good, hold good, and the kick by Barkley is up, and it is good. With that touchdown, that's another $1,000 for a kid again, courtesy of Barbasol Shaving Cream for a close, comfortable shave. Better by Barbasol. Ohio State football being brought to you in part today by Motorist Insurance. For auto, home, business, and life, Motorist Insurance, you know us. Good start for Ohio State, Jim.
No, no question about it. You know, obviously they started with the attitude that we're just going to run the football. It almost kind of looks like Ohio State last year after we lost to Purdue. What did we do? We came out and just handed the ball up. Terrell Pryor only threw about an average of, 18, 20 times per game that second half. But that first drive, Ohio State seemed to, give it to the tailback and get it done. 5-play drive, covered 60 yards, 155 off the clock. Boom, Heron, 5 carries. He had all of them for 45 yards, and he gets in for his 10th TD of the season.
Josh Johnson, Al Tariq, McBurst will be the deep guys for Purdue on the return. McBurst to the far side and Johnson to the near side. Drew Basil will kick the football off. And remember last week, David Gilreath of Wisconsin went 97 yards on the opening kick. I know the Buckeye coaches talked during the week. They'd like to see these kicks deeper, get these things into the end zone.
Like to see them higher,
yes.
You know. More height on them so they got more time to cover.
Here's Basil's kick again, a high end-over-end kick. This will be McBurst, far side at the 5, to the middle, to the 10, back to the outside 15. It's wrapped up and thrown down. Good pursuit by Ohio State special teams down the field that time for Ohio State, leading the way. Derek Irwin for Ohio State down there on that tackle attempt for the Buckeyes. Down to the sidelines, and Dom Tabari.
Hey, guys, back behind the Ohio State offensive guys, and I can tell you what, they don't seem very happy. They seem very focused. These guys with their game faces on, yeah, they're happy with how that first drive went, but these guys mean business today. I'll tell you what, very focused down here, fellas.
Purdue with a first and 10 at their own 19-yard line. The quarterback is redshirt freshman Rob Henry out of Ocala, Florida, 6'2", 200-pounder, who got the start after Robert Marv was lost for the season. Henry will roll to throw on first down, has some time, and delivers. The pass is caught at the 30-yard line. And Jeff Lindsay, the tight end, in on the catch. Aaron Gant in at one of the safety positions for Ohio State. In on the stop, Jeff Lindsay, a 6'3", 245-pound fifth-year senior out of Macomb, Michigan, makes the catch and carries out to the 32-yard line to pick up a 13 and a Boilermaker first down.
Yeah, Henry got pounded on that one a little bit as he went back to pass. Looks like Cam Hayward, John Simon might have hit him, but a good play rolling out.
Henry hits 50% of his passes and has that first completion. The Boilers with the first to 10, moving from our right to left. Henry again out of the shotgun will hand off inside, and this is Keith Carlos being gobbled up by weak side linebacker Andrew Sweat in on the stop, and that play might have lost a half yard.
Yeah, Andrew Sweat read that all the way. He was right on top of it. Rob Henry really had no choice because he had some pressure coming from his side, so he handed off to Keith Carlos. Nothing there for the 6'1", 200-pound senior out of Bridgeport, Connecticut.
In fact, call it, Jim, a loss of one back to the 31. We're starting to see some sunshine now here at Ohio Stadium. Second and 11, Purdue at their own 31, and Henry again will work out of the shotgun with Carlos flanking him to the left. Purdue with a second down and 11, 7-0 Ohio State. We're early on here in Columbus. Hand off to Carlos to the right side. Dexter Larimore wraps him up and grabs him from behind and throws him down out at the 35-yard line to pick up a 4.
Well, one thing I'm seeing early on is that defensive line's much more active than they were last week. Last week they spent a lot of time going backwards. You see Dexter Larimore running down the line of scrimmage, making a tackle for about a 3-yard gain, 4-yard gain. Set up a 3rd and 7.
Purdue on the season on third downs, 9th in the Big Ten at 38%. Ohio State's opponents are 31% on a conversion rate. That's 4th in the Big Ten. 3rd and 7, Purdue at their own 35. They trail 7-0 to Ohio State. Henry again out of the shotgun. Takes a snap on a roll to the near side and want to throw with the football. Still looking for someone to deliver the ball to and just floats this one airborne to the near side and way out of bounds back behind the Buckeye bench. In the area the general area was Cortez Smith for Purdue, but
yeah, the general area, Cortez was about 3 or 4 yards out of bounds. So, hey, defense, after giving up a first down on the first play of the game, they get a stop. They send in their punter, and we'll see if Jordan Hall, our return man, can keep us in pretty good field position here.
By general area, I meant the same area code. That ball was floated way out of bounds.
Probably a smart move there by Henry. A lot of pressure was applied. He had a personal protector out there. Ken Plune didn't get the job done.
Cody Webster on to punt for Purdue. He is 6th in the Big Ten at 42.5 yards per game. They will use both Webster and Carson Wiggs to punt, depending on field position. And this will be Webster getting up a very high spiraling kick. So a good kick that the backpedaling Jordan Hall will field over his right shoulder at the 9, looking for running room. Runs out of one tackle attempt, bounces back to the outside 10, 15, and gets something out of nothing there as he carries back across the 20. Wayne L. Gravesandy in on the stop special teams-wise for the Purdue Boilermakers. 10:59 to go in the first period here in Columbus. We have a timeout on the field. It's Ohio State 7, Purdue nothing. You're listening to the Ohio State Buckeyes Radio.